I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. You may know John Cho from the Harold and Kumar movies. He's one of the stars, plays Harold, the always aggravated straight guy to Cal Penn's pot-smoking antics as Kumar. John Cho also plays Sulu in the rebooted Star Trek series. Now, some critics see John Cho and say, what, just Harold and Sulu? John Cho's talented. He should be getting roles that push him beyond that range. Enter William Yu, a digital strategist in New York. And William, you started this project you call Starring John Cho. It's now a hashtag that's been getting a lot of traction online. Explain what you did and why you did it.
Sure. So with Starring John Cho, I really had the idea of thinking about what would it look like if we had John Cho or an Asian American lead portraying the lead roles in Hollywood. So what I did is that I took a lot of images of John Cho's face and using Photoshop, put him on top of some of the most recognizable movie posters to show that an Asian American leading man isn't quite so shocking, or it's not quite that hard to really see someone filling that role.
Describe some of the movie posters that you have photoshopped. What movies did you go for, and why'd you choose them?
I wanted to pick movies that were very recognizable, that people had already either had gone to see or were looking forward to seeing this year. So, you know, looking at some of the top grossing movies of the past few years, I selected movies like Avengers, Age of Ultron, selected Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, Jurassic World, you know, movies that require a big name figure. And also looking towards next year, this year, you're looking at movies like Me Before You or The Nice Guys. So movies that, you know, have a lot of hype around them and people, large audiences are excited to see are movies that I targeted to try and make sure that we could get John Cho's face in there.
Have you heard from John Cho since you started this project?
Not personally. What was great is that actually on the first day of launch, John actually followed the account, which was really incredible. And 3 days ago, he tweeted us an emoji heart, which was a nice acknowledgement. Beyond that, I haven't heard anything from him otherwise.
There was, as you know, Oscar So White. Then people realize Oscar is also not really that brown either, nor Asian. So we also know how hard it is for women actors in Hollywood once they get past 35, not to mention what a slog it is for women directors. You must have some thoughts about why Hollywood has not really been able to tackle diversity. What is your opinion?
I think it's a very tough question. I think there's definitely a perception type issue where, you know, a lot of individuals aren't able to imagine or envision an Asian American or someone from an underrepresented community playing those roles. And I think, you know, that's what Starring John Cho is trying to hope to help continue the conversation is by showing you and giving you a very visual and tangible representation of what such a thing might look like, and hopefully having the reaction be, oh, it's actually not quite so outrageous or quite so ludicrous to think that someone with that background can play those roles.
It was also interesting to see your take on John Cho playing James Bond, especially after the big debate last year whether Idris Elba could be a Bond. Do you think audiences are more open to diversity than Hollywood thinks their audiences are?
I certainly think that, that's definitely the case. Especially considering the reactions that I think that Starring John Cho has received, there's definitely been an outpouring of support from both Asians and non-Asians that really resonates with them, the thought of having John Cho play these lead roles. And I think not only people just saying, you know, this is something that I like or this is something that is cool, but this is something that I would pay to see. This is something I would buy tickets for. And this is a movie that if John Cho had been cast, I would have gone to see it as opposed to not seeing it at all.
Tell me a bit about your own background, especially like growing up and what you saw on movie screens that, you know, maybe is something behind what you started here with this project.
Yeah, there definitely was a connection, a personal connection to starting Starring John Cho. You know, I'm Korean American, so I've grown up in the States. And for me, you know, as a person who does have a passion for film and TV, there was always, you know, the lack of representation of Asian Americans in Hollywood has always been top of mind for me. And I think, you know, it was always as a child growing up, there weren't many examples, if any examples, to really have to serve as role models or people that I wanted to emulate. So I think that was something that was lacking in my maturity or my maturing as an adult. I do think, you know, with starring John Cho, it's one of the greater discussions that we're having is that as much as it is about Hollywood, this is also just a social issue of how we perceive Asian Americans in our society. And I think, you know, for children or for kids or teens who are growing up and watching movies, especially Asian American teens, you know, it's hard for them to set goals that they want to strive for and want to try to emulate if they're not seeing that represented on screen.
William Yu, the man behind the hashtag and the faux movie posters starring John Cho, which aims to highlight the lack of diversity in Hollywood. William, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
From The Martian to Jurassic Park, we've got some of our favorite starring John Cho posters up on our website. To see them, just head over to PRI.org.